This is KRDO's weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. The latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
Good morning. It's Friday, August 16th. I'm Ted Robertson. This is your weekly KRDO Business Cast. Bucking national trends in real estate, and in a second headline, Colorado's economy addition of new businesses seems to be slowing a little bit. Let's take your top story. In real estate news, according to the Business Journal, bucking a national trend statewide, the Colorado Springs real estate market saw record sales numbers for single-family homes in July, according to the latest monthly market data from the Colorado Association of Realtors. Even the lowest level of active listings, July recorded the highest number of monthly home sales, monthly sales volume, year-to-date sales volume, average sales prices, and median sales price compared to any month of July on record. That, according to Springs area realtor Jay Gupta, homes spent an average of 23 days on the market, with the sales price list to ratio at about 100%. The average sales price was $372,607. And in economic news, according to the Colorado Springs Business Journal again, Colorado is continuing a years-long trend of adding new businesses, but at a slower rate, according to University of Colorado Boulder report released August 8th by Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. The quarterly report prepared by the Leeds Business Research Division at CU Boulder marked nearly 32,000 new corporations, nonprofits, and other entities filing initial documents with the Secretary of State's office in the second quarter of 2019, the 0.6% increase over the second quarter of last year reflects a slowing pace of initial filings, according to a news release from CU Boulder. And again, from the Colorado Springs Business Journal, which we appreciate very much, in tech news, Microsoft is urging Windows 10 users to update their operating systems immediately because of two critical vulnerabilities. Microsoft's Director of Incident Response, Simon Pope, said the vulnerabilities are potentially wormable, meaning malware could spread between vulnerable computers without any action on the user's part. You can get the download from Microsoft Security Update Guide. In Denver, the owner of a longtime Denver landmark may soon get his wish to sell the property so he can retire. A group seeking to designate Tom's Diner, a historic landmark, has withdrawn their petition. The owner will be issued a certificate of non-historic status, meaning the building can be demolished within 5 years without any other delays. The owner plans to sell the property to a developer that plans to build an 8-story apartment building at that location. And the Dow Jones, quite a financial picture this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is opening around 200 points higher today. This comes amid another volatile week on Wall Street. Stocks rebounded a bit yesterday after the Dow suffered its worst daily percentage drop of the year on Wednesday. Falling bond prices have climbed slightly, easing fears of a recession is around the corner. The NASDAQ S&P 500 are both trading higher at the open as well. And home building continues to slow as housing starts are down for the third month in a row nationally. The Commerce Department says housing starts in July came in at an annual rate of 1.191 million. That's less than the 1.257 million rate housing industry analysts predicted. A decline in multifamily homes is responsible for much of the fall off. However, there is one sign the struggling home building industry might be about to recover. Building permits surged 8.4% last month. That's the biggest gain in more than 2 years. That is your KRDO Business Cast for this week. I'm Ted Robertson. Extra Business Edition will return next Friday at 9 a.m.
You've been listening to KRDO's weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. Get the latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.